Step 1, Luigi D'Otesio. Here we are, finally, at our first stop at the Roggiana Pass in the municipality of Maslianico. At first glance, this place does not seem to have much to tell us, but soon we will reveal you all its secrets, and we will introduce you to the literary figure connected to it, Luigi D'Otesio, an Italian patriot captured by the Austrians exactly at this crossing point between Italy and Switzerland. Luigi D'Otesio was born in Como in 1814 in a lower middle class family, which did not allow the young man to continue his studies after the fourth grade. Despite that, thanks to his attitude and his interest in studying, he managed to get a good education by attending a free German language course that was held at the current Alessandro Volta Classical High School. Following the outbreak of a cholera epidemic, D'Otesio did his utmost to help the community, and for this reason he received the appointment as Municipal Deputy Secretary of the municipality. D'Otesio was the first man of the people to represent the city on official occasions such as, for example, the coronation of Emperor Ferdinand I in Milan in 1838. These are the years in which D'Otesio developed a strong sense of patriotism and began to attend circles where the Risorgimento cause was promoted against Austrian domination, in particular the one that met in the back of the Bonizzoni pharmacy, in what is now Via Milano in Como. During his meetings with the patriotic circles of Como, he became a friend of Alessandro Repetti, a member of the Tipografia Elvetica in Prapolago, in Ticino, from 1844, and sole owner from 1847. The two started smuggling books, spreading patriotic words throughout northern Italy. It seems that D'Otesio, taking advantage of his position as municipal deputy secretary, had a small deposit of texts which were forbidden in the Lombardo-Venetian kingdom in his office. In 1846, D'Otesio began a relationship with Giuseppina Perlasca, wife of the pharmacist Luigi Bonizzoni. After the latter's death in January 1848, D'Otesio hoped to crown his relationship with a marriage, which was, however, denied by her family. In March 1848, D'Otesio took part as a volunteer in the 5 days of Como and Milan with the rank of captain of the Lombard National Guard. Back in Como, he enlisted in the National Guard to continue to feed his anti-Austrian propaganda work and the partisan struggle. These reasons, however, pushed the provincial delegation of Como to issue an arrest warrant against him. So the patriot decided to take refuge in Ticino at the Helvetic printing house until his arrest was revoked. Only in September 1849 was he allowed to return to his hometown as a free citizen, but he was unable to get his old job as municipal deputy secretary back. He then resumed his clandestine activity of smuggling forbidden texts, hiding behind the facade of administrator of the assets of the Perlasca widow. In 1850, he went on a mission for the printing house, which took him to Verona, Treviso, and Venice, in order to create a committee with local patriotic groups that would allow them to connect with the centres of Milan and Lugano. His movements, however, did not escape the Austrian police, who had been keeping an eye on the patriot for some time. On January 12, 1851, in the headquarters of the Capolago printing house, a party was organized for the finally imminent wedding between D'Otesio and Giuseppina Perlasca, but she was rejected at the border, and he was arrested in Maslianico, right at the Roggiana pedestrian crossing, in an attempt to reach his beloved in Como. Doubts about the capture still remain today. D'Otesio was stopped and arrested by the gendarmerie for possession of compromising documents, and it is natural to wonder how it was possible that an experienced smuggler like him could have run the risk of crossing customs with dangerous material. Some have speculated that it was due to his agitation. In fact, D'Otesio was waiting for his future bride in Capolago, but she was late. He panicked, thinking there had been problems due to the lack of a regular passport, so he decided to return to Como. Others, on the other hand, have speculated that D'Otesio may have been betrayed by the director of the Helvetic printing house, Gino Daelli, who had entrusted him with flyers from Mazzini, which were later found in his purse. The prisoner was later transferred to Venice, where the trial took place, in which the Austrians forced him to confess to high treason in exchange for his life, but D'Otesio did not give up and didn't betray his accomplices, convinced that he would obtain a maximum of 20 years imprisonment, as sanctioned by Article 430 of the Austrian Penal Code. During his arrest, however, the military penal code was in force, so the death penalty was legitimate. D'Otesio was thus brought in front of a war council, which accused him of high treason and sentenced him to death by hanging. He was the first patriot since the arrest of Silvio Pellico in 1820, to whom the emperor refused pardon and commutation of the sentence, so on the 11th of October 1851, Luigi D'Otesio was led to the gallows and died as a martyr for freedom of press. D'Otesio also occasionally dedicated himself to writing, producing the volume Biographical News of the Illustrious Como in 1847, and the pamphlet Il Vescovo di Como in 1848. In the first work, he expresses himself in this way about Pliny the Elder. Our fathers erected a statue for him in a sacred place. It would be worthy of the kindness of the present times to grant prestige to our homeland with a work of art that connects the ages of our two great fellow citizens, Pliny and Volta.